the carrion, severed limbs litter the battlefield. We're running like rats from a burning sky, but it's nothing to warm our bodies. Lie and wait, knife in hand, for the few remaining angels. Pray or talk to yourself. Someone told me that it might help.
Yeah. Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm your host, Bruce Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, and KWTF in Santa Rosa, California. The show is sponsored in part by the worker owners at Firestone Books and Cafe at 48 Commerce Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina, providing organic coffee and milk, vegan baked goods, homemade vegan sandwiches and wraps, a community calendar that can be found online at www.firestormcafe.com. Also, radical literature. That's the other thing. That was all out of sorts compared to my regular... I've been saying that for like a year and a half, and I still don't have it totally memorized and down pat, which is fine. Firestorm, incidentally, is closed for the next month or so. You should check their website for details. They're closed as far as being a regular business while they restructure their insides, but they will still continue hosting events. They can still be used as a resource for ordering books. They would appreciate the income in the meantime. But yeah, hopefully they'll open up bigger and better than before. Not bigger, but better than before. Back from a week of vacation, I am going to take another bow out from having anarchist content to the show for this week. So it's just going to be music. Right now, and the interlude music during this show is going to be taken from the album Funeral on Svalbard by Besvikelsen's Distra Monotoni, which is a one-man Moscow-based like dark ambient, for the most part, project. Do you feel a little bit weird that they cover a Burzum song, or he covers a Burzum song at one point, but if what I have read is true, then he is basically in line with anti-nationalism, for whatever that's worth. But this is July. This is the first track on that album. And next up, we're going to hear from Tessa's new album, Heartbeats from the Sky, the first four tracks of it. It is astounding. It's really, really good by my estimation. If you are into post-rock, post-metal, progressive, ambient, black metal stuff, sludgy goodness. So, that's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear some of that. We're going to hear some from one of the tracks from the new Ashborer album that just came out called Cold of Ages. Probably you've heard some on Sasha's show, I would imagine. I haven't listened for the last week, but she probably covered some of it. And some other stuff. So, here we go. Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. AshevilleFreeMedia, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw. You may be listening on KXCF in Marshall or KWTF in Santa Rosa, California, but in all likelihood, you're probably listening on the World Wide Web. The information about the show can be found at www.ashevillefm.org/the-final-straw. You can also find archives of the show and other episodes online at archive.org. Or they're slowly being added to radio, the number four, all.net, radioforall.net. and that site's a little bit easier to look at, shows by me in general, as opposed to just having to search through archives, like on archive.org. But that content is free there, and playlists of my show can be found at the Asheville FM website. Let's see. So, my mistake. Well, we started off with Besvikelsen's Distra Monotoni, which means... Well, I had it just a minute ago. that actually means... Disappointment, bleak, monotony. But we started off with July off of the album Funeral on Svalbard, and it's a one-person ambient project out of Moscow. Right now we're listening to that same project, same album. Prince Carlos Forland is the track. We listened to the first four tracks off of Heartbeats from the Sky by a Latvian band named Tessa. And I thought that actually that was a new album. I just found it. In fact, it was put out in 2008. I haven't listened to anything else from them, but they seem really fantastic. And a lot of their content seems available on the interwebs, so I would consider looking it up. But we're about at the half-hour mark, and just wanted to announce the next tracks coming up. We're going to hear Convict All Flesh by Ashborer off of their brand-new album, Cold of Ages. Actually, we're going to lead into that right now, I think. So, yeah, and later on we'll hear Cicadan off of the album Mother. But Convict All Flesh, the next 18 minutes of metal. Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw. Enjoy. Pretty astounding, eh? Welcome back to The Final Straw. This is Asheville for Media, AshevilleFM.org. I'm the host, Percy Goodness. And we're pretty close to wrapping up this hour. That was Convict All Flesh, the third track off of the new Ash Borer Cold of Ages album. When I said brand new, actually it's about a month old, so don't trust me in my sense of timing. But quite good, still pretty new, off the presses. And you can find, I believe you can still find at least off of, from Profound Lore, CD versions of that. Double LPs are to be released later on this year by Pazanta Urfolk. And yeah, so worth a project worth supporting if you have the cash. Right now we're listening to Gray Space again by BDM, or Besvikelsens Distra Monotoni. I'm getting better at that day. And this is from the album Funeral on Svalbard. Next up I was going to play Night Dendronic Pessimism by Cicadan, off of the album Mother. And yeah, I think in the next few weeks I'll actually start pursuing some actual political content for the show. It's just a lot of work, and I'm already working 40 hours a week at paid jobs, so it's nice to get a little break once in a while. I will, however, say that there is some coverage from Cleveland Magazine. This is linked off of Anarchist News. Check on time right here. Okay. Anarchist News put up this morning, from Cleveland Magazine by Eric Tricky, A Bridge Too Far. I felt presented a pretty fair-ish for mainstream media presentation of the case of the Cleveland Four. Excuse me. Currently, one member turned evidence and had a cooperating plea about a month ago, and within the last month, three more have done so. Next week, I hope to be speaking on the show with the mother of Connor Stevens, who is the remaining to have not taken a deal. And note that that Brandon, Connor, Doug, and Joshua have not taken cooperating pleas. Connor is still, as far as I am aware, still has not made a plea deal. So hopefully, via the folks in Cleveland doing support work, by Brady, who I spoke with on a prior show, we'll get to speak with the mother of Connor Stevens. I was wrong. September 5th, Connor, Doug, and Brandon pled guilty to all the charges, but not to the government's terrorism enhancement. So the sentencing occurs November 5th and 6th. So hopefully next week we'll be speaking to the mother, like I said, of Connor Stevens, to talk about her perspectives and tell us the story of her son. In the meantime, this is Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw. Like I said, archives can be found on archive.org by searching the names Bursts, B-U-R-S-T-S, Final Straw. And check out that interview with Bridie about the Cleveland, at the time, the Cleveland Five. Five anarchists accused of attempting to blow up a bridge in Cleveland, Ohio. In the meantime, this is Night Dendronic Pessimism by Cicadan off of the album Mother. Enjoy. And have a great week.